Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Yay! Today we're here to deliver your entertainment news with a bang. But first, we got to say hello to the ATL crew. What's up, Atlanta?
What's up, family?
What's up,
as you can see, Gary's out today, but never fear. The lovely actress and movie director. I'm projecting.
That's right.
I'm projecting
look at those
here.
Blessings.
It's Kim Fields.
Yes! Yay! I love Kim.
Me too.
I
know. Yes.
Later in the show... did Ray J leave his wife and daughter stranded in Las Vegas?
Oh, no.
Yeah, what? Mm. And also, Emilia Clarke says how Jason Momoa helped her with her nude scenes on Game of Thrones.
Bon, you think
you
wow,
ladies
wow.
could have Jason Momoa help you out while nude? But first,
Heidi,
what you got?
I think we got somebody in here.
Me.
Exactly.
All right, well, we got to distract Brat with the Grammy Awards.
Okay.
The Grammy nominations have finally been revealed, and Alicia Keys is going to be hosting, which I think is a great choice.
Okay.
62nd
right.
annual Grammy Awards.
All right.
Lizzo, Billie Eilish, and Lil Nas X scored the most nominations. These numbers are crazy. Yes.
Wow.
Leading the biggest categories, Record of the Year, Album of the Year, and Best New Artist. Lizzo is the most nominated artist of
yes.
the year.
Go ahead, Lizzo.
She got eight nominations.
Yeah, man, like Adele. Y'all remember that year, Adele?
Yeah, that's right.
Adele beat everybody.
Yep, she did.
And then Billie Eilish got a total of 6 nominations. Keep in mind, Billie Eilish is 17 years old. Mm-hmm. She is the youngest artist to ever reach that feat, so that's pretty incredible. And then
Super
Lil Nas X, who is the leading male nominee.
Okay.
I think Lizzo's going to get Record of the Year, Album of the Year.
I think Billie Eilish is going to like sweep everything.
Billie Eilish is getting Best New Artist. Because
I can see that.
I saw this where they said the baby names, most popular girl baby names from the past year, and Billie finally entered that list. So I think if people are named their babies after her, she's got the
top
best of mind.
That's right.
I feel like Lizzo should change a social media account from Lizzo to be eating, Lizzo be winning. I think she's going to win at least 4 of those categories she's nominated in. Because if the Soul Train Music Awards was any indication on how the rest of the year is going to go for her, I think she's going to snag a few.
She's taking over for sure.
And I think Lil Nas X is getting next out. I don't think he wins anything.
Yeah, I don't think he's winning.
Really?
I don't think he's winning anything. No, this ain't the MTV Awards.
It's just a pleasure to be nominated, right, Brad?
Well, continuing on with this year's nominations, Michelle Obama can now add Grammy nominee to her resume.
Yeah! Michelle!
The former First Lady snagged her first nom for the Best Spoken Word Album for the audio version of her memoir, Becoming.
I don't think it deserves an award because it's not like, if somebody else
we
needs to read
you.
Her book,
right.
and then if they can project that for you in the same way that she would have, then they deserve a Grammy for that.
It wouldn't be believable.
Read her memoir and made me feel it, then he wins an award.
The moment I fell in love with Barack, we were sharing an ice cream.
But yo, check it. If she wins, though, then they have matching his and her Grammys.
Yeah.
Because
the
he got
goes
it. Right, because President Obama got an award for, he got a Grammy for spoken word for his book.
Yep. They have a matching Grammys.
That's
can
right.
you can you imagine can if Kim K it? Had an audiobook? what would Kim K's audiobook sound like, Heidi?
A lot of ass clapping.
Northie.
So when I met Kanye,
I can't stand Chloe. She's such a bitch.
What
so
about Britney? Oh no, Brad. Look, Chewy, Brad. What if Britney Spears had?
Britney Spears is audiobook sound
yes,
like, Brett?
Yes, I need to know.
Me and my dad had a fight and my mama is mad. Yes, I'm the best bitch he's ever had. Kevin's getting on my nerves and my kids want to
listen.
Be real.
We'll talk about an unpleasant experience, you guys. Harry Connick Jr. was recently on a UK talk show called This Morning, where he explained when he met his idol, Frank Sinatra, and how inappropriate he was with his, then-girlfriend, now wife,
Jill
Goodacre. Check this out.
I looked at my wife and kind of placed her face in his hands and said, "You're beautiful." And he kissed her right on the mouth.
Oh.
Walked out of the elevator, and that was the end of that. She loves to remind me of that story. Because we're not talking
about
just...
How did she feel about that? I mean, of course, nowadays, that's completely unacceptable.
Yeah, I think it was probably unacceptable then.
Yeah.
I think because of my affection for him in the context, she thought it was hilarious, but obviously it's completely inappropriate.
Yo, what would you do? I don't. If Frank Sinatra kissed my wife or girlfriend, I would see it as an honor, like she's kissing history.
Nah.
I don't know. She's kissing history.
That's how I want my husband to be. He don't give a damn who it is. He said, "You don't kiss my wife in her damn mouth." It was inappropriate.
No, but who is your husband's idol? We're talking about Harry Connick Jr.
Right.
He looked up. I mean, I'm surprised Harry Connick Jr. just say, "Just take her for the night.
Right.
Do whatever you want.
Come on.
Do it this way."
Y'all are saying that as if, okay, if Dennis met Halle Berry, I'm just gonna let her sleep with Dennis.
Oh yeah, yes.
I would have to be there.
Portia would want to watch.
I don't think it was inappropriate at all. I think Frank Sinatra can do that. I think old guys can kiss young women on the face.
Maybe y'all got a point, because I always let my grandmother feel my boyfriend's muscles in the past.
Oh,
I would give her a good hug, and she'd be like,
"Ooh, baby, you're so hard."
Yeah, she'd be like, "He's got muscles." Oh, but I mean, why not let her have that pleasure? Hey, what's wrong with that?
She bring it to work.
Yeah. You just want to get rubbed on by Williams.
Why not?
Annie Williams will do. He's like, bring grandma.
Anyone except Billy D.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Multi-millionaire movie star and director Mel Gibson was spotted in Malibu coming out of Whole Foods, y'all, barefoot.
What?
Yes, the 63-year-old Mel really showed his brave heart going grocery shopping with no shoes on.
He sure did.
Living in L.A., I know why this is. If you shop at Whole Foods, you don't have any money for shoes. It's very expensive. Very expensive.
You can take out of shoes, but you can't take out a free-range chicken.
That was really good, bro.
That was good.
All you had to do was tell me that you can get worms in your feet.
Well, you're
by
not
walking
even allowed to.
Stop
you're
me
not...
from doing that. Yeah.
That's
like
just...
germs and worms. Yeah.
You're not allowed to go in grocery
you're
stores
sight.
Without
well,
shoes
that's just
on.
Nasty.
But look at his calves, though. Son out here looking like Fred Flintstone.
Yes. Right. He definitely got some cankles. I'm so much I don't like dirty stuff. Like when Dennis comes home, I don't even let him sit his ass on the bed until he takes his all day pants off.
Yep.
I'm like, you gotta sit on my sheets with your pants that you sit outside on.
That's the precursor to babies getting made.
Was he sitting on the curb? I mean, damn.
I don't care, especially on a flight. You know, everybody be passing gas in the flight seats and stuff.
Yeah, get those into the laundry and get fresh clothes on. Yes.
Exactly. Or naked.
Now, where you need to cover them jokers up is when you're going through security. Put some socks on.
Oh, my God.
With no socks on, at a minimum, get a little piece of fabric between your feet and the
floor. I try to walk so far on the outside of my feet, I know I look like a damn chicken. I literally be walking like this.
But Portia, all your bunions cover up your feet, so you're good.
So does anybody have that rule at home where you take your shoes off and leave them at the front door?
Yes, we do.
Yes,
that's
I tried that.
Only after we vacuum.
So if Mel Gibson comes over, you make him leave his shoes on?
Yeah, keep them on. He ain't invited.
Put the shoes on, Mel.
Keep your shoes on.
You can take our shoes, but you can never take our free-range chicken.
Free-range chicken. All right, y'all, up next. Did Ray J leave his wife in Vegas?
What?
It's not what you think, but check it out after we come back from the break.
Dish Nation.
Do you ever struggle to drink enough water? Well, I've got something that can help. Liquid IV is the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. Liquid IV hydrates you 2 to 3 times faster and more efficiently than water alone, with added bonus of vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, and B12. Believe it or not, with the cold weather coming up, a lot of people end up more dehydrated. cold weather tends to make us more likely to miss the signs of dehydration. Liquid IV is the fastest growing wellness brand, and you can find them everywhere, even Costco. Non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. Clean ingredients, and it's a healthy alternative to traditional sugary sports drinks. I love Liquid IV because it also helps me fight through the workouts. I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. Right now, our viewers get 25% off at liquidiv.com when you use my code DISH at checkout. That's 25% off everything you order on Liquid IV's website. Go to liquidiv.com and enter my promo code DISH to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code DISH. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating today.
DISH Nation.
Well, 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 what's up, y'all? Welcome back to DISH Nation.
Hey!
Now, some of you ladies might not like this, but I'm a little bit here for it. Now, singer Tory Lanez made an appearance on Joe Budden's show to Pull Up, and he sent the public service announcement to all you gold-digging women out there, and I think son got a point. Check him out.
I have this line with women when they're like, yo, can you buy me this? Shorty, I thought you was up. You can't buy yourself that? If you can't buy yourself that, you can't f*** with a my tax bracket.
Oh, man. Where are these women?
If you have the nerve to try me like I'm a trick and say, yo, give me this bag, I'm going to ask you, shorty, do you not have enough money to buy that bag? And if you don't f*** with me.
You talking about bags. I'm more so meant like a little
I'm just saying.
American Apparel for shorty.
Now, I'm not necessarily clapping for the statement, but I'm clapping for his new hairline confidence.
Yeah.
What is going on with that, by the way?
How about the fact she may not talk to him because of how his hairline looks? So, hi. I feel like a lot of entertainers like to show off their money, and they love those type of women who want money, the hot girls, et cetera. And so then when they get them and the girls ask them for something, now you mad at the girl. But yet you turn around and pick the hot girl because she looks hot and you want to get into bed, and then you mad about that. So,
yeah, I think his attitude, like, that would make, if a woman is attracted to him, I would be like, ew, after watching that. Because, like, you can't with a
Maybe
he been through some things.
You got the hair from an evil person.
I'm taking up a gold digger up here today. All right, well, reality star Princess Love is pissed off, honey, with her ugly husband, Ray J. This past weekend, the couple attended the Soul Train Awards in Las Vegas with their one and only daughter, Melody. Well, sounds like the cute family trip, right?
Yeah,
well, unfortunately, it was hellish, honey.
What happened,
so
girl?
Ray J posted a nice red carpet photo of him, Princess, and their daughter, Melody, with the caption, thank you at BET, hashtag Soul Train Awards, at Princess Love, at Melody Love, Norwood. See, sounds nice, right?
That sounds so sweet.
Aww. Well, as folks rushed in there to support the beautiful family and started liking and commenting, Princess Love jumped in the comments and shut it down, honey.
Uh-oh.
She blew her husband's spot all the way up. She wrote, left me and Melody stranded in Las Vegas and blocked me from calling. Now you want to post the family photo? Hashtag bye ugly.
Damn. Well, he's ugly. Why she marry him?
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Oh, and Princess is about 8 months pregnant, so that would also explain some of the passion behind that. Now, Ray J has since deleted the photo, but what y'all think?
It's got to be more to this story. Yes. I can't believe that Ray J left Princess their child and she's pregnant, stranded in Vegas, unless he just met up with somebody that he just couldn't get back to her for and just had to leave or had some type of medical emergency or something. Like, why would you do that? It's got to be more to this. I just don't see Ray J.
Maybe he got on those Ray J Scooty bikes and only one person can ride on it. Made for one.
All right, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
And yes, today we have the Sutra Blow Dryer Accelerator 2000. It doesn't matter if you have long hair or short hair, everyone will love this. This powerful blow dryer has a 1400-watt AC motor and two-speed settings.
You know what, Brett? I love this blow dryer. I always need a good blow dryer.
Me too, Portia. It has a cool shot button and three heat settings as well as an overheating protection function.
Yo, and it's so lightweight.
It is head crack, and it also has a diffuser and two flat nozzles.
This is amazing, Brad. So how much is it?
Well, Portia, this here might blow you away, girl. Whoa! Usually it can run as high as $200, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $49. That's right. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Well, coming up, Brad. Oh, Brad, oh, Brad, oh, Brad. We're going to tell you how your man, Jason Momoa, helped Emilia Clarke stand. Oh, she gone. We're going to tell you guys how he helped Emilia Clarke stand up for herself on Game of Thrones. And we're going to explain all this and more right after the break.
Hurry back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hello.
Now, fans know Emilia Clarke is the mother of dragons on Game of Thrones. Well, she just went on Dax Shepard's podcast, Armchair Expert, where she opened up about the pressure to do nude scenes on the show and how Jason Momoa, who played a love interest, told her she could set her own boundaries. Check it out.
I've never been on a film set like this before.
Yeah.
I've been on a film set twice before then.
Yeah.
And now I'm on a film set completely naked. I'm going to go cry in the bathroom, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to do the scene that's going to be completely fine. But it was definitely hard, which is why the scenes when I got to do them with Jason were wonderful, because he was so like, protective. No, sweetie, this isn't okay. Right. And I'm like, oh.
He had to tell her, no, sweetie, this isn't okay. She must have been all over him in their sex scenes.
And that's unfortunate, because if I was Jason Momoa, I'd be like, hey, miss, in the script, man.
You got to lay on top of me. Come on.
You want to make it to the next season or not? We try to make history here. Exactly.
Right.
But have you ever been in an uncomfortable position in a show where like people was pressuring you to do something you didn't want to do?
Yeah, Kim.
As an actor,
I know you do sex scenes.
Actually, not so much with sex scenes, but in my Christmas movie that I've got coming out December 1st, I was doing a scene and my acting I just felt was just awful. Mm-hmm. And I was working with my co-star Adrienne Holmes, and so when they went to change the angles and stuff, and I was like, I'm sorry, I feel like this was horrible. And he really helped me through that, you know. So it was uncomfortable from the standpoint of, you know, when you can do something and it's just not there, and it's like you just feel like it's horrible.
Yeah.
And to have somebody that gets it.
Right.
But, you know, just that sentiment of we can keep working through this and get to it. Yeah.
Now, Kim, you have a Christmas movie coming out on Lifetime, and you reunited with the Facts of Life cast. So tell us how that was.
So my Facts of Life sisters are in the movie making special appearances. An executive producer of this movie, I was really thrilled that I got to ask them to be in it, bring a little Christmas magic and whimsy to the movie. And so it was a lot of fun to have them be in the movie.
You got everybody?
Yes, everybody.
Oh, my God.
And this is the first time that all four of us have been together on camera since we finished doing Facts of Life in the late 80s.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
You got Natalie, Joe, and Blair?
Well, I got Mindy, Nancy, and Lisa.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Sorry, they real names.
Now, while we have you here, it would be crazy of us to not ask you this.
Yes.
There's been recent talks about a Living Single reboot.
I heard.
Okay. Can you tell us more?
I can't tell you more. Ain't nothing to tell. I mean, we just, you know.
Would you do it?
If it's done right, you know, heck yeah, sure.
It would be truly sad if y'all was still living single after all this time, because y'all were all fine, and there's no reason why y'all should have married.
Now, that reboot, I ain't doing.
Somebody got to be hooked
and
up.
And if I'm still somebody's roommate, hell to
no.
New York is expensive.
I wouldn't give a chick out of
it. All right, y'all. Starting tomorrow, we got 5 days of Sherry. That's right, y'all. Sherry Shepherd will be back to co-host with us for 5 straight days in L.A. You don't want to miss it. And there's more Dish coming up after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo!
All right, weddings obviously can be very, very beautiful with all the decor and all the flowers. Well, one Florida bride who I now want to be best friends with ditched the flowers and instead had her bridesmaids carry this.
Oh, yes. Cute little puppies.
Yay.
Instead of a bouquet, they had shelter dogs.
Yes.
This is what she...
They call them pupcakes.
Yes. The bride and her wife, a lesbian couple, they're animal lovers, and they wanted to make sure they brought awareness to shelter pets.
I thought lesbians be more cat lovers.
No. The only people we're interested in is each other.
Hey.
Too far? So they wanted to make sure they brought awareness to shelter animals and encourage their guests to apply to adopt the puppy. So the puppy that you carried down the aisle, you might bond with and connect with, and at the end of the wedding, it's like, I think I'm adopting this dog.
That's beautiful, man.
I'd be afraid if I was the bride that I would get upstaged by the puppy. Did anything happen, like the puppy took center stage?
Well, yeah, one of the bridesmaids did get peed on.
That was after the reception.
That sounds like a fun Sunday night. Hey. What's up, PM Chewy?
Hey.
When you get married one day, Chewy, to some lucky lady.
Yes.
You can have...
English bulldogs.
Yes, oh. As like a little flower dog.
But they're not going to walk, so you got to put them in a wagon because they're lazy.
Right.
And you're going to have to wagon them along.
Well, probably have to put you in a wagon, too, to get you down the aisle. Come on, Chewie.
Come on, Chewie.
You said you do it.
No. No.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.